Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. And today I'm going to be talking about why you get hungrier when you lose weight. I'm going to be talking about it from, I'm going to talk like scientific perspective of what I found about the science of the body. And then I'm going to talk also about how that links in to manifestation and the law of attraction. So anyway, you guys, if you don't already know, I do have a sale on at the moment for like Black Friday right through to Cyber Monday. And that is 50% off the No Diet Babe Academy. And the No Diet Babe Academy really goes into emotional eating and binge eating and how to overcome that and how to overcome your yo-yo dieting. Okay, so I do cover lots of different aspects, like the science aspect, the law of attraction aspect, and the psychology aspect. So you do really get tons of information on how to overcome your emotional eating and binge eating from all different aspects, which is gonna help you, because that's how I overcame it, okay? So anyway, the other thing is I also decided to take $100 off the 3-day manifest weight loss course, which is a really exciting course as well. The 3-day manifest weight loss course is a 3-day course that combines the science with the law of attraction, okay? So I fully explain why certain things make you gain weight from a law of attraction perspective. So your thoughts and feelings and beliefs, and I link it into science so that you can then get an understanding of the law of attraction and apply it in a certain way that's going to help you lose weight, okay? So really exciting, really great courses that are going to help you with your eating and losing weight, okay? So basically today I want to talk about why you get hungrier when you lose weight. So I'm going to talk about a few different things in regards to this. So basically, okay, so from a scientific perspective, let's talk about hunger and fullness. I'm not going to go into really deep scientific stuff, but I'm just going to kind of like talk a surface level and simplify it, right? Because I've talked about this before, like when I was in the lectures at uni, right? And we had to study the human body. And we were studying like anatomy and physiology. And I remember sitting in those anatomy and physiology lectures when it came up on digestion, right? And I remember sitting in there and I was learning all about the chemistry and biology of getting full. And I was like, what the fuck? My body, I'm like in this lecture right now and I can see that your body's meant to get full, right? And clearly like we had to study it. And so I'm sitting in this lecture. This is going back like seriously like 9 years ago, I reckon. And I'm sitting in this lecture at the time thinking, Like, why doesn't my body do that? Why is it that, because at this point in my life, I was dieting a lot. So I wasn't eating, I was afraid of carbs. I was always eating salads. So every single day at uni, I'd take my protein and I'd have like tuna or something. And then I'd have like a lot of salad. And I was like, but I physically get full, right? But I'm still hungry. And I didn't really understand at that point what I was doing wrong. And so I was like, I don't get this. I was like, I don't understand why these, like, I'm studying here and these lectures are telling me that we have chemical signals that make us feel full besides just the stretch receptors. So you've got your stretch receptors, meaning that as you eat food, you stretch the stomach, right? But there's more to it than that, because that's why, like, you might eat, you could eat like a bag of spinach, right? You could eat a bag of spinach and lettuce and like fill your stomach, like actually physically fill it, but you won't feel satisfied. And that's because the body's smarter than that. And there's more to getting full than just your stretch receptors, right? There's other chemical signals that happen that I'm not going to go into, but that happen that make you feel full, right? And feeling full, here's the thing that I didn't realize back then was, and this is what I think a lot of people do, is that a lot of people have forgotten how to eat mindfully and how to actually tune back into the signals that they've tuned out of. Because the brain is very clever like that. The brain loves to do shit on autopilot, right? It literally loves this shit. Because that's how, like, especially with our busy lives, like, we're trying to be more and more productive. We're trying to cram more and more into each day, that if something doesn't seem relevant to you or important, it's the brain is going to dullen its signal, right? If you're not listening to a signal, the brain will not give you that signal. So a lot of the time with your fullness signal, you haven't been listening to it. You've been ignoring it. And I kind of go into that in some of my other episodes, but I'll touch on that today as well. But basically, like, when I was sitting in that lecture theater, there was a few things going on for me there. Number one, I was trying to eat in too much of a calorie deficit. Okay, so I was eating shit ton of salad and I wasn't really eating a lot of actual calories, a lot of energy dense food, because I was afraid of eating it. I was afraid that I was going to gain weight by eating carbs, because there's, like, you know, carbs have been demonized for so long and it's like seems to just be getting worse. But basically, I wasn't eating enough calories and I was really, really hungry. The other thing too was that the dieting mentality and emotional eating caused me to completely have a different relationship with food that didn't enable me to feel satisfied. If you have a poor relationship with food and you feel guilty around food, those emotions are opposing to the emotion of satisfied. So if you think about what fullness even means, right? Fullness means satiety. It means satisfied. But if you don't enjoy the food that you're eating or actually mindfully eat it, how on earth is your body going to register that you feel satisfied, right? And so part of you feeling more satisfied around food involves you to enjoy the food and give yourself permission to eat it rather than just feel guilty around eating it. And this is something like you have to genuinely like enjoy the process of eating, because part of you wanting to eat is the enjoyment of eating, right? I mean, duh. Like, you eat because you enjoy eating. But if you're eating and you're not registering it, like you're in a rush or you're just shoveling it into your mouth and not paying attention to whether or not you're getting full, you're just going to keep on eating because you're just eating for the feeling and the enjoyment of eating rather than actually connecting in to whether or not you're starting to feel full. And also when you're not paying attention to the food, and so for example, you're eating a bag of chips, right? And you're watching TV, but you're not actually registering the taste or the texture properly. You're just shoveling it into your mouth. And then you get halfway through the packet and then you're like, oh shit, like, but I want to actually enjoy this. And that's the problem with mindful eating, is that the amount of moments in that meal that you're actually enjoying it, and the reason why you're wanting it is because you enjoy it, you're like, you're cutting yourself short from experiencing the full pleasure of the meal, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know if I'm making any sense with this right now, but like, yeah, you're like selling yourself short because you're eating more food than required to get the same result. Whereas if you were eating mindfully from having a small portion, you could reach the same level of satisfaction as eating the whole bag mindlessly. Okay, so like you could have a handful and feel satisfied as opposed to mindlessly eating it, the whole bag of chips. And that's really what happens. The reason why we do that is because food is giving us a way to switch off. Food is allowing us to enter this kind of a trance, right? It's allowing us to like let go of the stresses of our day and enter into another state. Kind of like we're kind of using it as a drug in a way, right? And that's because food is releasing neurochemicals like dopamine and serotonin, right? So it's more than just the food. It's actually making us literally feel good on a like a biochemistry level, right? So that's why people have trouble when I talk about emotional eating, because their trigger for eating has become about the reward, not about the genuine hunger signal. So with hunger, genuine hunger, it's meant to be about glucose in the blood, right? But genuine hunger doesn't come on suddenly. And the fake hunger, or the hunger that's requiring a dopamine hit or wanting pleasure and a reward, is what comes on suddenly. And people just confuse the two and they just think that there's one type of hunger. And that's the issue with hunger and fullness that I didn't know myself, right? So here's some interesting stuff. Okay, so I'm getting kind of off track. So let's talk about why you get hungrier when you lose weight. Okay, so what, like I've said before, the body's goal, it's trying to maintain homeostasis. It wants to keep you alive, right? Anything that threatens you staying alive, like it's got to do whatever it can to try and maintain the systems of your body to keep you alive. So when you put yourself in a calorie deficit and you start to lose weight, your body is kind of freaking out on some level. And it doesn't understand that you're knowingly putting yourself into a calorie deficit. It doesn't know that there's plenty of food around. It's just that you're choosing not to eat it. It thinks that it's being threatened, right? So the body is amazing in that it will increase your ghrelin and lower your leptin to make you hungrier. And studies have shown that, say you put yourself on a meal plan, and a meal that once made you feel satisfied, once you start losing weight, that same meal no longer makes you feel satisfied. So say, for example, you are on a meal delivery service, right? And you get 3 meals and 2 snacks sent to you 7 days a week, right? And you've got your little portion of lunch breakfast, lunch, and dinner, two snacks that you have. And in the beginning, you're like, oh yeah, this is good. Like, I feel full. This weight loss thing is easy. I'm going to be fine, you know? And then you start losing weight. And then all of a sudden, you're like, this same meal, I eat it, but I'm still hungry. Whereas a few weeks ago, before I lost the weight, it made me feel full, right? Why is that? And that's not your fault. It's actually just how your body is designed to maintain homeostasis. So what's happening here is the body has decreased leptin, which makes you feel full, and increased ghrelin, which makes you feel hungrier, right? And that's the body. The body's trying to stop you from losing weight, right? And so that's not about willpower necessarily, right? Because this is where people start sabotaging themselves. And actually, the issue isn't so much that they eat more because they're hungrier. It's that they feel so guilty about eating more and they feel failure because they're not following the meal plan like they were. They freak out because they're eating more and say, for example, they're on this meal delivery service, but suddenly they're adding extra food. What actually happens is more so the fear of failure and then having to throw in the towel because it's like, shit, I'm not sticking to it now and I'm a failure and I'm a shit person, without actually understanding that it's not them that's the problem. It's just that's the way the body is, and that when you put yourself in a calorie deficit and you you start losing weight, meals that once made you feel satisfied will no longer make you feel as satisfied. And once you have that understanding, you can actually just relax a little bit and realize that it's not you. Like, you're not like this broken person that can't just stick to a freaking diet. Like, this is just normal part of having a human body, right? And so what I want you to understand is that rather than feeling bad about yourself and feeling guilty and wanting to give up in that moment, just recognize that this is just a normal body response to having lost weight and having like been in a calorie deficit, right? Having lost weight. And okay, I just want to say, like, with leptin, right, the interesting thing that science has shown us is that leptin is associated with fat stores, right? And really overweight, obese people have more leptin. So then they like, scientifically, they were like, so what's going on here? Because you'd think that if they have more leptin, they'd feel more satisfied around food. And that's the interesting thing with science, right? Is because it's like, there's so much to it, right? And the human body, like, there's so much to it. And that's the thing, right? Is that they've found that obese people have more leptin, but yet they don't, that the brain is not registering it. So what I found was that the brain, they're saying that the brain is desensitized to the leptin. And this is again coming back to leptin equaling satisfaction, right? Satiety. And if you feel guilty around food, you're not feeling satisfaction. It's the opposing emotion. So then, of course, the brain is not registering the leptin because you're feeling guilty, you're feeling bad. And a lot of people have, even if not consciously aware of it, subconsciously they feel guilt around food. And then of course they're not manifesting the body they want, because you can't, like, the leptin is getting desensitized because the brain can't register it. Like, it just can't. And also, like, from a scientific perspective, not just like law of attraction, like, what's happening there is that, like, the brain is desensitized because the hypothalamus, right, has been shown to be, like, the signal of hunger isn't just about the glucose level, because it can also be about the reward, right? And so that's also been shown that it's not just about your genuine hunger and fullness, right? It can be about the reward. It can be about you seeking dopamine, serotonin, wanting to feel better, and that overrides everything else, right? So that's the thing here, is that it can be about you wanting a reward, and that's not necessarily like you're sad or whatever, like how you might perceive emotional eating to be. It's just basically everybody does it. Like, you're eating just for the feeling of the food. You're eating for the taste. You're eating for the texture. You're eating because you just like the fucking food that you're eating and you want it, right? But what you don't understand is that that habit that you have of just eating for your kind of appetite, not genuine hunger, is causing your brain to desensitize to the natural signals of the body, right? And that's what is actually happening with people. Okay, so now let's go back to the weight loss part, like the part where you followed a meal plan, you've lost some weight, and now the same meals that you once had that made you feel satisfied no longer make you feel satisfied. The other thing that happens is that your weight will plateau. So the calorie deficit that you've been in for a while has caused weight loss. But because the body wants to maintain homeostasis, it's changed your body around so that now this is your new maintainable intake. So basically what's happened is your maintenance is now where your prior used to be what was a calorie deficit is now your maintenance, right? And that's just the body adapting. Your body is adapting to everything. I mean, think about it. When you lift weights and then your body adapts so that then the same amount of weight no longer burns the same amount of energy, or the same amount of running no longer burns the same amount of energy, and you keep on having to push yourself with exercise because your body's constantly adapting, right? It's the same with your intake of food when you lose weight. Your body is constantly adapting in order to keep in a state of homeostasis and to keep you alive. That's the body's job, is to keep you alive. So when you've been in a calorie deficit for a while and you've lost weight, and now you're in maintenance and you're super, super hungry, right? Which is like the probably like the most frustrating place to be in, right? Where you're super hungry and you were on a high because you were losing weight, but now you're not losing weight and you're super hungry. And this is the point where people sabotage weight loss. This is like the critical moment right now, guys. Like, you're probably like, yep, I know what it's like to be there. Yep, that point where you're like, fuck me, I'm hungry, I'm starving, I just ate the meal that I used to eat and I used to feel full after this meal, and now I just want to eat like a whole cow, like feed me, yet I'm not losing any more weight. I feel like I'm about to start putting it back on and I'm scared to eat. This is not your fault. Okay? This is normal. This happens to everybody. It's the body maintaining homeostasis. It wants to keep you alive. The body is this fantastic thing. Let's be thankful that we have an amazing body that has so many systems that we are take, like, we don't even have to think about, that it automatically just takes care of us, right? But from this place, what I don't want you to do is get frustrated, right? Because especially with most of you, you're wanting to seek reward in food. The more frustrated you get, the more likely you are to turn to food, right? And this again comes back to like attracts like, because when you start getting worried that you're going to start gaining weight and then you stress out about the weight loss, you start to increase your appetite even more. And then when you do start eating the food, you start believing that you failed. So hence you do fail because you just, it's just a domino effect. That thought of I'm failing, I've fucked up on my diet, let's just give up. It just, you get into that all or nothing mentality where you think, I can't do it anyway. I may as well not try, because if I'm trying, that means I'm failing. So I may as well not try anymore. Right? And that's like your brain has just been set up, because we're so conditioned to feel failure in society that we can't handle trying and it not working. And because if our weight's plateaued, it's really hard for us to continue working if there's no reward, if there's no indication that we're on the right path. And this again comes back to law of attraction, where you have to let go of the resistance around needing to see physical evidence yet. You have to have faith that you're on the right track, because that's going to keep you in vibrational alignment to bust through this plateau that you're in and continue to carry out the habits that you need to do in order to continue to lose the weight. So from a mental perspective, that's what you have to do. You have to think the thought that makes you feel better, that keeps you in alignment. Because if you let your thoughts come up, that's how you start self-sabotaging, because the thoughts of your ego will start to come in and they will say, you know, you're hungry, like it's not working, you can't do this, you're going to be fat forever, you're going to gain all the weight back. Whatever these thoughts are coming up, your emotions then get really heightened to a point where it reaches a tipping point where you just say, oh, I deserve this food, I'm just gonna eat it. And then you start binge eating, and then it's like you're gaining the weight back, right? So that's kind of where that is. Now, okay, let's talk about this from the perspective of what Abraham Hicks talks about, right? So with Abraham Hicks, if you're not familiar with them, they talk about the law of attraction, and they use an analogy called upstream or downstream. And what this means is like imagining a river, and are you flowing with the current or are you going upstream against the current? And the way I feel this when it comes to weight loss, because the dieting mentality and, oh my God, I've got to diet, and oh my God, I've got to exercise more, that's very upstream, okay? You're pushing against the current. So when you have lost weight, right? You've lost weight and you're at the point when you're getting hungrier and you're reaching a plateau, a lot of people choose to go upstream at this point. They'll say, okay, I'm hungry, but I need to push through and use willpower, and I need to push through and go into even more of a calorie deficit in order to continue to lose the weight. And it's a very upstream action that they do. And it's almost just, it's just building so much resistance. So what this means is that it's kind of like a slingshot. When you're going upstream with dieting and you're forcing yourself to, you're already hungry, you're already tired, you've already plateaued, and you're pushing yourself to go through, and you're just, you're using the reward of I'm such a tough person because I'm pushing through this and I've got willpower. But really what you're doing is you're pushing that slingshot of a Lacoband further out, and it's going to flick back one day. And the further you've pushed it out, the more you're going to rebound back up in weight one day. And maybe you're motivated today. Maybe you've got an event coming up and you're really motivated to lose weight, but there's going to be a day when you're not as motivated, and that's when that Lacoband is going to flick back, and that's when you start gaining the weight back, right? And so in this moment, what you have to do, instead of trying to continue to go upstream and pushing yourself, you got to work with the body. You got to go with the current of the water and go back downstream and actually think, this is what I used to do. Okay, my body is hungry. It's hungry because I've lost weight because I've been in a calorie deficit. It's quite simple. Reverse diet your way back up so that you stabilize your weight at the point where you are. You've already lost some weight. Stabilize your weight. Once your satiety levels become normal again, your leptin will increase, your ghrelin will decrease. It won't be this crazy thing of your body going, oh, fuck, I don't want to lose any more weight. You'll be in a position where you've stabilized your weight, you've got confidence, and then you can go back into a calorie deficit and start again. Like, it's so simple. And that's going downstream, right? That's going with the current. You're working with the body. You're not working against it. You're saying, hey, I care about my body. I care that I'm hungry right now. My body is clearly wanting me to do something about this situation right now. That's like a practical standpoint. From an emotional standpoint, there's a lot that you can do to stop yourself from overeating in these moments. And that's really what I go into in the courses, like, because I teach you how to increase the leptin through the mindful eating practices. Like the No Diet Babe Academy goes into, like, the Manifest Weight Loss 3-day course will go in a little bit more depth, very similar to what I've talked about today, but just different aspects, different parts of it, and a little bit more in depth. With the No Diet Babe Academy, that's where I'm really connecting in the mindful eating, being intuitive, connecting with your body again, because that's how you actually reconnect to the signals that have been dulled by not listening, right? By not listening to these fullness and hunger signals. And that's how you actually change your appetite and your relationship with food to this person that couldn't control themselves to somebody who goes, oh yeah, I'm full, I don't feel like that. No thanks, I don't feel like chocolate cake today, I'm full. Like, it's a genuine thing. It's like, okay, I've had half the pizza now and a couple of like cocktails, I'm full. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of where it's at. Or I've had so much of this, I don't feel like this anymore. I need a bit of this. Or like, it's just more intuitive, right? And you can feel when your fullness is at a point where like you can't go beyond that. It's funny. Actually, yesterday I went out to dinner with some friends and we were talking about weight loss and stuff like that. And one of the guys is trying to put on weight, but he gets to the point where he feels full when he can't eat beyond that. And I'm like, yeah, like that's how our hunger and fullness is meant to work. You're meant to get to a point where your body is aware that if you keep on eating, you'll gain weight. So it makes you feel full. That's how we're meant to work. And he can't gain weight because of that signal. And people just think that's, oh, you're just lucky because you have that. No, you can create that through my courses and working with me one-on-one. You can create that. There's a science behind creating that, right? And that's all you have to do. So I basically said to him, like, you pretty much need to do the opposite of everything I say, because if you're trying to gain weight, you've got such a strong connection to your genuine fullness that you physically do not feel like eating when you're full, and you've got to override that. So it's basically the opposite of what you're trying to do when you're trying to lose weight, right? So that's the funny thing. And the other thing is too, people just underestimate, I've said this before, people underestimate how many calories they're eating when they're not on a diet. So when they're letting loose and they're eating whatever they want, they could be eating like 3,000 calories a day, and then they put themselves on a 1,200 calorie diet to lose weight. And it's like, okay, so when you're binge eating, you're eating 3,000 calories a day. Why wouldn't you just step down and wean yourself down from the binge, rather than jumping to half the intake. Like, and I've said this in a lot of episodes, where you're not taking advantage of your metabolism in that moment. If you're a binge eater or you're an emotional eater and you're eating a lot of food, take advantage of that. Don't go on a crash diet. Like, take advantage of that metabolism that you have from eating large portions of food. Don't worry about going from large portions to small portions. Take advantage of the fact that if you slightly go in a calorie deficit, you'll still lose weight. And then you're still eating large portions, and gradually, yeah, you'll decrease them, because as you lose weight, your daily maintenance will go down, right? But it gets to be simple, guys. Like, it really does. It doesn't have to be hard. There's just a way that you can do it where, like, with like Abraham Hicks as well, like, says the whole upstream, downstream. Like, you just got to go with the current, not fucking try and canoe yourself upstream. Like, you're making it really hard on yourself. And the problem is that we value hard work so much that it's like, it's almost a crime to let things be easy. That's how I feel. It's like a crime. It's like, oh my God, it's better to be busy. It's better to be a hard worker. It's like, but why not let it be easy? You'll get the result. Yeah. So anyway, guys, I hope that was really helpful. Because that, I just want you to know that, because this is the thing, right? I feel bad for the people that blame themselves in these moments where you just feel powerless, because you just feel like you're a shit lazy pig. Basically, that's how I used to feel. It's like, oh my God, I'm such a shit lazy pig. I keep on eating food, yet like, I'm meant to be sticking to this diet. Why am I so hungry? And it's not your fault, okay? It's not your fault. And I don't think that people out there are educated enough on the fact that these are normal body reactions to what you're putting your body through when you go in and get calorie deficient, okay? So let's not blame ourselves. Let's not blame our willpower or our ability to go on a diet, because you are more disciplined than you give yourself credit for. Because if you've already gone on these meal plans, you've tried a million diets, you have enough discipline already. You do. You are just not applying that discipline in the right manner that's going to lead to the results, because there's too many sabotaging thought patterns, there's too much fear of failure, and there's not enough education on how the body actually works and how to work with the body rather than against it. So downstream, not upstream. Okay, so anyway, guys, don't forget, there's sales on the courses at the moment. I still have a few spots available for one-on-one coaching. So before the end of the year, I mean, this is the perfect time to work on this work. Why? Because Christmas is coming up. Are you going to feel guilty because you're overindulging, or are you going to learn how to have more control around food, how to work with your body, how to feel satisfied around food, so that over Christmas you are actually losing weight, not gaining it? Because you can. It's got nothing to do with your environment. I don't care if you're going to parties and there's food everywhere, you can still lose weight. It's got nothing to do with your environment. So number one rule, you guys, for this Christmas holiday is coming up, please don't expect to gain weight because it's Christmas. Don't expect to gain weight because there's food everywhere. Food doesn't have to influence, your environment doesn't have to influence how you eat or what decisions you make around food. And anyway, I hope today was helpful. Hope you got something out of today. And I hope that you enjoy this week. And I love you guys. And yeah, enjoy your week. And I will see you in the next episode. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.